Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Appreciate everybody listening tonight. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio live. All things trucking and then some. We're live here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call us up at 515-602-9731. That's the call-in number. If you want to be part of the conversation, just hit 1, or you can just listen along. We're also on YouTube live. Appreciate everybody joining in for that. Please go subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't done so already. We appreciate everybody doing that. The channel is growing every day. Every day it keeps on growing, so we appreciate everybody's support on that. We got a lot of great videos. The episodes of the show are always here on YouTube. We try to edit. Sometimes we've edited them and have little short clips. A lot of times it's just an hour-long show, Redneck and Eyes Live. But we also, in the past, what we did, well, before we started the show, we started just making videos about truck driving. And we've got some videos directed to the four-wheelers, how to drive around big trucks, and those have been really successful. But the biggest video is just me explaining the interlocking differential. It's amazing. Everybody's like, I never heard it explained like that before. And yes, that's the way it is. A lot of people don't explain it right or don't even understand it. So the whole trick is throw those lockers, especially here during the wintertime, we see this a lot, where you need the interlocking, the interaxle differential lock, the little switch that says do not engage during spin out. You need that here in the winter months because you're going to get in some packed snow parking lots or you're going to be in some areas where it's got snow or ice or mud and you're not really sure, you know, what the terrain is going to be. You throw those lockers in and that kind of helps with keeping the wheels moving, you know, and keeping the truck moving. And it's like, as long as it's moving, you're not going to spin out. So that's the whole thing. So yeah, check that out, Redneck and Eyes. It's the YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. And also, don't forget to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. Those guys at DPF Regeneration, we appreciate all their support at Redneck and Eyes. You can give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at DPFRegeneration.com. That's the guys where they got the diesel particulate filter cleaning and all kind of good stuff. And like I said, they got the technology and the expertise. That's the big thing. And give them a holler, dpfregeneration.com, 800-634-3010. We appreciate all their support of Redneck and Eyes. The other thing that I want to mention is don't forget that we've got a commenting period going on right now for a regulation change. And this happened back on December 7th. And here you go, right here, regulations.gov. And it's the clarification for the applicability of emergency exemptions. And basically what they're trying to do is they're trying to change the rule to where they don't just have to declare, like, you know, a across-the-board rule exemption for a certain area for 30 days. They're wanting to shorten it down to 5 days. And they also want to be able to control what rules they exempt. And most of what they want to exempt is hours of service. They don't want to exempt any other rules. I didn't know this, but when they throw those exemptions in, the driver qualifications and all that stuff get thrown out the window too for that emergency exemption. So that kind of stuff, it's bad. I think this is it's supported by ATA. And I think what it is that these big companies, you know, there's already been some comments. In fact, let me refresh it here. And there's still only been three comments made. And one of the comments was actually by a law firm talking about how the big companies can go through there and do the, you know, they can just milk the hours of service and the wait. And they can just upcharge. They're making tons of money, but they push the drivers harder and all that stuff. And you know what? That's true. I tell drivers all the time, don't, even though you're exempt, don't push it. Because the problem is that the reason why the hours of service won't get changed is because even though the hours of service suck for a lot of drivers, those drivers simply don't obey the hours of service. They get the job done. The customers don't care. They just want their freight delivered. And the only thing you can do really is just abide by the rules. And then when they say, well, I need to find somebody that breaks the rules, and what they're going to do is they're going to go find people that break the rules. And more, I mean, basically just like cheap freight. You don't want to haul cheap freight? Well, don't break the rules either, because that's what's going to cause the other businesses, the other shippers and everybody to change what they're doing. Because right now with the rates, you know, a lot of freight is being pulled at a lower rate. That's because they simply know where to find the drivers that'll haul it for that rate. And there's tons of drivers out there willing to haul it. And it's not just the big companies that are lowballing. You got a lot of owner operators out there that, you know, they're the ones you see the trucks, you know, they got missing tires or bumpers missing, you know, headlights don't work, lights don't work, that kind of stuff. Those are the guys that are going down there pulling it for, you know, $1 a mile or less. So yeah, we gotta crack down on that. You know, I mean, I know a lot of people are going to say, you know, those guys in those clunky trucks. Hey, I've seen some clunky trucks look pretty damn good on inspections. You know, they don't look like they're the prettiest truck out there, but guess what? They pass inspections. You know, and that's the thing is having knowing the rules. You know, and a lot of those guys, you can tell them, they just simply don't allow. They got, of course, the biggest thing is like leaking oil, leaking fuel. I see it all the time. You know, the guy has to stop. When the guy stops for the night, he has to take an oil pan and sit it up under the truck. and then you see guys in the morning times, a lot of times they'll crawl under the truck, pull that oil pan, this big plastic container they got, and it's full of oil, and they try to take the oil and put it back in the truck. You know, I mean, I've seen that happen. So yeah, that's the way that you know, we gotta control this. But the clarification of this applicability for emergency exemption, that's the rule change they want to implement, and it's one of those things where they just want to control where the you know, the rules are made, and the rules can be broken, you know, whenever they want. And one of the comments on there is just there shouldn't be any exemptions. If the rules are about safety, then safety shouldn't be exempted, right? So let's just, you know, let's say what it is. Call it what it is. It's the rules are not meant for safety. They're meant to control or manipulate, you know, the rates or whatever and benefit people. So just, it's just, it ticks me off when they want to, oh, we can exempt these rules because it's an emergency. We need, you know, we need drivers to drive 15 hours because it's an emergency. Well, I mean, you let the drivers drive 15 hours a day during the pandemic and the accident rate didn't change. So obviously there's not a big deal with the hours of service. So there you go. But yeah, go check those guys out. Like I said, that's at regulations.gov. It's regulations.gov/document/FMCSA-2022-0028-0001. You can see right here, I'm going to copy and paste it. Where is that? Right here. Boom. Over to the deal. So check that out. Move it back over here. Whoops. There you go. So, yeah, go check that out, and I'll paste it over to the comments on the YouTube channel, and we'll share that as we go throughout. I've already shared it to the Facebook page, but I'll share it again. It's no big deal. But like I said, give me a holler. Tell me what you think. 515-602-9731, and push 1 just to be a part of the conversation, or you listen along. That's fine, too. Go subscribe. Go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And you find all the links to our social media over there too, redneckandeyes.com. And yeah, we got an hour show here, so join with us. All right, this is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. We'll see you in a bit.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
See, somebody's been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day's son, a man has an answer for the wicked that he does. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street. For all the people.
That justice is one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gunsmoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men and beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Let them all to their maker and he'll set them on down.
You can bet he'll set them down. Cause justice is one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, man. Whiskey for my man, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my man.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. We appreciate everybody joining in. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. That's the call-in number. Chime in on whatever conversation we got going on. If you want to be a part of the conversation, just hit one, or you can just listen along right there. We're also on YouTube Live. That's where we're at, where you can just follow along. And I'm checking the comments every now and then, but it's better if you want to chime in, just go ahead and give me a call. 515-602-9731. Go check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Appreciate everybody's support over there. And one of the great sponsors I'd like to mention, and that is Trucker Tools. Go check those guys out at truckertools.com. That is the app right there where you can get track freight, book freight. Their website's pretty good, tells you all the supporters and partnerships they got working with that. And you can give them a call, like I said, or go download their app. There's a lot of list of all the people they use to transport. Download their app from your app store, anywhere on your cell phone there where you get your apps, and it's Trucker Tools. You see a logo there in the far left corner there, and that's where you can see it. And you can tell, you see they got a lot of different places where they get a lot of their logistics. The bigger places, the bigger firms, the bigger brokerage firms, the carriers, everybody. I don't know if these other carriers are using it, part of, like, if you worked for that carrier, could you use it? I don't know. But there's a lot of different places where they got tracking and where they book loads. But you can also plan your route. You can search for fuel stops, parking, Walmarts, you know, maintenance, whatever you need. They got it right there on the app. So check it out. Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. We appreciate everybody's support of Redneck and Eyes on that. So before anything else goes on, I was going to bring up the, like I said, we got a comment period going on, regulations.gov, the clarification of the applicability of emergency exemptions. And also, I just got the book. I haven't started reading it yet, but I just got it. And it's a book called Data Driven, and it's by an associate professor of sociology out of Cornell University. Karen Levy, Professor Karen Levy, there in Cornell. She wrote a book called Data Driven: Truckers, Technology, and the New Workplace Surveillance. And she did a couple of seminars on YouTube, and I've listened to at least one of those seminars. And there's another one. I'm not real sure if it's her doing it or somebody else, but there's a lot of talking about it. There's one on there. If you go to YouTube and you search Robo Trucker, it's a really good, it's kind of like a Zoom call that she did with a class out in North Carolina, one of the universities there. And there's a lot of Q&A and stuff like that. And I really liked the way the professor was answering the questions, because it was kind of from our point of view. And she actually interviewed a lot of truck drivers in researching her book. So there's a lot of details she throws into that, and she gets a lot of data and correlates that into some results. So it's quite a read quite a deal on YouTube. I'm really anxious to dive into this book, so I'm really, really excited about that. So that's, like I said, Data Driven is the name of the book. So if you got any kind of e-books or anything like that, the one I found out that if I bought an e-book from Google Books, the actual app will actually read the book to me. So I think I'm going to try to do that going down the road. And it's not anybody reading it. It's a computer reading it. So I don't know if that's going to be easy to comprehend or not. We'll find out. But if the professor is listening or gets any kind of information, whenever she's getting ready to do an audio book, or if she ever does any trucking books, get them out to audio book as soon as possible, because truck drivers love audio books. So let her know that. But yeah, so one of the things I saw today, I like it, like I said, I like it when these big-time websites or news channels or anything like that that doesn't talk necessarily about truck driving all the time. You know, we got all these, like, you know, FreightWaves.com and CDLLife.com and all that. But when other places that do cover news or politics or whatever, well, they'll dive into any kind of, like, trucking issues, especially when it pertains to, like, a big rule change in that particular industry, when it comes to, like, you know, the administration, presidential administration, all that stuff. So this one is from thehill.com, basically a political website that does cover politics, law changes, and all that. And it's covering the EPA is tackling the truck emissions and truck pollution again. Because guess what? When Democrats get in office, that's what they love doing, is they want to cure pollution, even though it's probably, you know, been the cleanest. We are the cleanest in the world. And if you want to blame any kind of pollution on anybody, it definitely can't blame the United States. But we're going to tackle it even more now, and it's getting crazy. So this was published this morning on thehill.com. It says, Biden administration finalizes rule cutting truck pollution. And it says the Biden administration on Tuesday announced it finalized a rule that's expected to cut a significant amount of harmful pollution from heavy-duty trucks through environmental groups, though environmental groups say the administration should be doing even more. See, what the hell, you know? The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, of course, announced they had finalized a rule that restricts the release of a group of pollutants known as nitrogen oxides. I think sometimes I just think they make this up. First it was soot, you know, and now it's carbon emissions. Now it's nitrogen emissions. You know, come on. It says short-term exposure to these pollutants can worsen respiratory health conditions like asthma, while long-term exposure can contribute to the development of asthma and respiratory infections. Nitrogen oxides are also components of acid rain that can harm the environment. The EPA said Tuesday that the final rule is expected to result in up to 2,900 fewer premature deaths by 2045 and also expected to result in 18,000 fewer cases of childhood asthma. Now, I don't know about childhood asthma, but in the pandemic, we were talked about deaths. What was it like? Was it like 8 million people a year die in the United States? I mean, it was right around, I forgot what the actual, it was close to 8,000 a day. That's what it was. And because I remember the guy talking about how, you know, COVID, like 2,000 people died in one day of COVID, but the overall death rate, like if we had a regular death rate in the United States, it was like 8,000. But that never increased. When COVID was around, that never increased. We still had around 8,000 deaths a day. So nothing ever changed with that. More people didn't die in the United States already have died from something else. So that was the odd thing about COVID. Yeah, 3 million a year die in the United States, which is about 8,000 a day. And, I mean, it's from anything, you know, accidents, natural, whatever, sickness, you know. Heart disease is still the number one killer, heart-related issues, which people have. Some people have tried to connect to COVID, you know. So 2,900 fewer premature deaths by 2045. That's not a lot. You're talking about, what, a little over 20 years? So you're talking about a little over 100 a year. And, yeah, okay, every life's precious, great. But when you're trying to – when you kill an economy, you know, it's kind of like the whole safety thing, you know. Risks are involved with everything. You're going to take risks, okay? To try to have everybody not be at risk, then you might as well, I mean, just like in iRobot with Will Smith, you know, you need to stay home and do nothing or you're at risk of dying. That's basically what the whole premise is. So the article continues on. It says, while the move, the first update in 20 years to nitrogen oxide rules, is expected to have major benefits, environmentalists said the agency did not go far enough, of course. Yasmin, I don't know, an attorney on Earth Justice's Right to Zero campaign told The Hill in a written statement that the EPA's rule misses the moment and is expected to merely follow the market changes. It's like technology. You can't expect zero, you know, like I said, if you want the trucking industry to keep on moving, there's going to be some risks. But they're out there saying, no risks, zero emissions, mandate everything, and then you'll kill the industry, right? Britt Carman, a senior advocate for federal clean vehicles and fuels at the Natural Resources Defense Council, similarly called for an explicit mandate for electric vehicles. See? Come on, man. Meanwhile, while they're holding electric vehicle stock. I mean, I own electric vehicle stock, but it's Tesla, you know, because Tesla is a good company. So, in fact, the funny thing is that when Elon Musk announced that he was going to step down from Twitter, Tesla stock went up. So, she told The Hill that adding such a provision would make sure we're incentivizing the cleanest technology to be on the road. The rule is weaker than the standard the agency was considering earlier this year, which would have cut this type of pollution from trucks by as much as 60% in 2045. And It says, under the final rule, these emissions are expected to be nearly 50% lower than what they would be if the agency didn't make any changes. Annual costs to comply with the rule are expected to range between $3.9 billion in 2027 and $4.7 billion in 2045, the agency estimated. A key industry group, meanwhile, indicated the standard will be difficult to meet. A Jed Mandel, president of the Truck and Engine Manufacturers Association, said in a written statement that the rule is very stringent and will be challenging to implement. Ultimately, the success or failure of this rule hinges on the willingness and ability of trucking fleets to invest in purchasing new technology to replace their old order, to replace their order higher emitting vehicles. It's older, I guess, a typo there. It says the new technology to replace their older, higher-emitting vehicles, Mandel said. So the rule also deferred from what the agency proposed earlier this year because it left out a portion of the rule that would have restricted the emissions of planet-warming greenhouse gases emissions from these kinds of vehicles. The EPA is expected to propose a separate climate rule by the end of March 2023. And then, I mean, and that's the thing is that what's going to happen is that the smaller fleets, they're already doing it, but they're going to do it even more now is they're holding on to their older trucks. You know, they're even going older trucks. I mean, it's actually probably cheaper nowadays to refurbish a pre-emission, like what, 98, 99, 95, 97 Freightliner Peterbilt. Then it is, and even if it's like a 2010, you know, or 2009 or older, it would be cheaper to keep that truck and refurbish it and keep it going than to invest into a more expensive truck that would have these emission standards set that simply the technology doesn't work that well and the truck has to be maintained more frequently, has to be, you know, put in for maintenance more frequently. And these trucks, I tell you, Even when Obama put in a fuel mileage standard, what they had to do is to do that. They took out the visors got taken off, so the truck started looking silly. The lights, so now to repair a light in the truck, because it's actually in the body of the truck, it's more expensive and harder to replace it because it's actually in the truck and not in the visor. Used to, the light was on the visor or was on the top of the truck. It was easy to work on. You know, it's a bigger mechanism. Now they have to actually, like, put them into the body of the truck. That way they're more slimline and more aerodynamic, and they're just harder to work on. The ones I'm more familiar with is the mirrors. You know, they have these metal bars on the mirrors, and in order to get the fuel mileage standard to be, you know, implemented right, they have to put this plastic stuff over the metal to make it more aerodynamic, and then that plastic breaks. So, like, we've got Volvos now that they've either don't have the plastic on them no more or the plastic is, like, dangling or zip-tied on. You know, so it's just they're falling apart. Let's see here. It says, So the lawyer for the Earth Justice, I don't know how you say their last name, said in her statement that the forthcoming greenhouse gas rule gives the EPA a second shot at making the change environmentalists want to see. EPA said EPA can make up the lost opportunity with an ambitious truck standard in 2023 that spurs a shift to zero emission trucks. Cleaner combustion isn't the answer. It's time to move past tailpipes altogether and truly deliver the clean air we need across the country, she said. And that's it. You know, and of course, I think this political website is not really, you know, middle of the road. They're more left-leaning, and of course, they love the environment. So they want, you know, they don't challenge any of those. You know, it's a far-fetched. Okay, it's pie-in-the-sky thing. All right? I mean, really, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to mandate. What the government's going to end up doing is the government is going to have a law mandating, just like California, you cannot own those trucks that you know to how to fix and how to repair and how to keep on the road. Those trucks will no longer be allowed on the road. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to have to happen in order to get zero emissions. But we know that in reality, that shouldn't happen. It shouldn't be the case, but it probably will be. But what do you call there you go. So the EPA come out. Now, the rule, I remember it was going to be – so I remember reading about this a couple weeks ago, and it's kind of like a – it's going to kick off. Like, it's not going to kick in until, like, 2027, but then it goes full effect 2045 kind of thing. So they've got time. Of course, it's always about time. They put it out. You know, the funny thing is they set the rule – And then the technology, like the truck manufacturers, have to now figure out how to abide by the rule. So they give them time to do that. But the other thing, too, is politicians love it, is that we'll set this rule to go into effect in 2027. Now, what is 2027? 2027 is the year that a new administration might take over. So if the opposing party wins the next election in 2026, The rule doesn't go into effect until they take office. So the other party can say, well, it wasn't us, it was them. I mean, that's what they do all the time. You know, I mean, just like our border crisis right now, you know, everybody's blaming, all the Democrats are out there blaming Trump. And then you know what they're doing too? It's so funny to me. The politicians, like the Republicans, will go around saying, you know, our border is not secure. Our border is open. Our border is not secure. They're not doing their job. The border is not secure. So then in one of the interviews, the governor of Texas here was interviewed by ABC News, and she said, well, you know, if you guys wouldn't be saying that the border is open so much, maybe the people wouldn't come. I mean, the only person that's saying the border is open is you. It's like, well, yeah, because it is. It's like, oh, man, it's hilarious. But that's politics for you, man. It is so awful, so depressing that it's hilarious. That's how I feel about it. Let's see. Well, tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. Like I said, the administration here has come out with EPA to change the new emission rules, and they come up with a new term, nitrogen. What did I say? Nitrogen oxides. Yep. I mean, nitrous oxide, wasn't that the gas that you – that the dentist use and you put into the fuel line to give it some boost? I don't know. But no, it's nitrogen oxides. That's the new term. It used to be soot. Then it's, you know, particulates, carbon emissions, and now it's nitrogen oxides. I mean, it's a new thing over and over. It's something new. You know, sometimes I just think they make it up out of thin air. So, like I said, anyway, tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. Where am I at?
No.
There we go. So, yeah, tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. Give us a holler. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. Check us out at redneckandeyes.com. And one of the sponsors I'd like to thank, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. Those guys are really good. I'll fill you in on them when we come back from break. But go check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's Load to Ride Transportation. And we appreciate all their support. So, yeah, hang tight. Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a minute.
15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die. Had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give a shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the beef I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. Line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get
the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Rumor spreading around in that Texas town about the shack outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Call 515-602-9731. And like I said, don't forget to go thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. That's ltrtransportation.com. Great trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. Let's see, pull down here. They got a lot of logistics services. They do reefer, temperature control, that kind of stuff. They also do hazmat and a lot of partners they work with. There was a picture. Yeah, they usually had a picture of their fleet right there. Yep, they've updated some stuff. And that's cool trucking outfit. They got some good people over there. Always really busy. And let's see. There you go. Pretty cool, huh? There you go. Yeah. On YouTube, you can see, man, that's black on black KW, the black trailer. They do a lot. They buy a lot of different equipment and pretty cool stuff. So, yeah, check them out. Load to Ride Transportation, LTRtransportation.com. Appreciate all their support at Redneck and I's. And let's see what we got here. So I got my magazine, Landline magazine. I usually don't check my mail quite often, but I got this a few weeks ago and just now started diving into it. And they have also a highway safety article, just like the book that got released, Data Driven, by the professor at Cornell, Professor Levy. This here also the same way. The cover says the road to highway safety. As regulations tighten, crash rates climb. OIDA suggests a new route. And it's got the article here, page 16 of the magazine. It says the road to highway safety as regulations tighten, crash rates climb. OIDA suggests a new route. It says over the past decade, there have been plenty of attempts to decrease the number of fatality crashes. Technology such as automatic emergency braking and lane assists that has been added to many new vehicles. In the trucking industry, regulators mandated electronic logging devices to make sure drivers don't exceed their hours of service. Most of the largest motor carriers run with speed limiters on their trucks. Meanwhile, deaths of America's roadways continue to increase. Since 2011, when there were 32,479 traffic fatalities, the number climbed by 32% to 42,915 in 2021. So you got 10 years and it's up 32%. And it says the first half of 2022 didn't get much better. In September, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released preliminary statistics that 20,175 people died in traffic crashes. Primarily preliminary statistics that 20,175 people died in traffic crashes through the first 6 months. So you're going to be in the 40s, probably. It says, although the numbers indicate a slight decline, fatalities on pace to exceed 40,000 for the second consecutive year. Officials from the U.S. Department of Transportation have deemed it a crisis. Now, when you go out there and you proclaim a driver shortage, When you go out there and you proclaim a driver shortage and everybody starts talking about driver shortage, and what you start doing, you start attracting people that just want a job. They need a job. And they say, oh, I'll go drive truck. And then the truck driving schools are they get pushed to just start to put out drivers. And your training now is being very streamlined and minimizing because now we got computers in the truck now. You ain't got to do all that. The computer will do it. Automatic transmissions, you know, automatic braking, you know, lane departure warnings, that kind of stuff. You ain't got to worry about it. And this is what happens. Officials from the U.S. Department of Transportation have deemed it a crisis, right? Traffic deaths appear to be declining for the first time since 2020, but they are still at high levels that call for urgent and sustained action, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said in a news release. These deaths are preventable, not inevitable, and we should act accordingly. Safety is our guiding mission at the Department of Transportation. And we will reduce all our efforts. It says we will redouble our efforts to reduce the traffic number of deaths in our nation's roads. Those efforts shouldn't be focused on throwing more technology and stringent trucking regulations at the problem, the Owner Operator Independent Driver Association says. Of course, the focus has always should have been on training, but nobody cares about training anymore. You know, it's all about technology and harder rules, but there's no rules on training. There are no rules for training. It says truckers pointed to the ELD mandate as evidence that technology and burdensome trucking regulations aren't the answer. Fatalities in 2021 increased by 14% since 2017, the final year without full enforcement of the mandate. The statistics indicate that government officials need to take a new direction, one that includes a stronger focus on passenger vehicles. In trucking, OIDA says the agency should do more to improve driver training requirements, as well as give truckers the ability to drive when it's safe and to stop when they're tired. I mean, the whole 14-hour clock thing, when they implemented the 14-hour rule, I mean, this is before ELDs. They changed it to a 14-hour rule. Used not to be that way. Used to, it didn't matter when you drove your 10. It was only 10. But you only had to sleep 8. But it was like as long as you had 8 hours of sleep in between the time, you could drive as much as you wanted to. So a lot of drivers, I mean, even when they weren't running teams, some of them went 4-4 or 5-4, you know, and or they went, you know, 6 hours and then slept 4 or 5 and then drove another 4 hours and then slept, you know, 3 or 4 hours and then drove another 5. I mean, they had more control over when they drove. Now with the 14-hour clock, if you don't shut down for at least 8 hours, I don't even know if you can do split anymore. I mean, most companies won't even let you do split sleeper because of the simple fact that you need you can't do your 14 unless you reset for 10. So you have to be off duty for 10 before you can start another 14. And that takes the control out of the driver's hands. So they had this clock. I mean, if anybody doesn't remember this, I'll explain it to you very, very easily. Nobody liked the 14-hour rule. The complaint was that we can't control our clock. The 14-hour clock is always ticking. When there's heavy traffic, we can't shut down. We have to keep driving. We're forced to drive when we don't want to drive because of the 14-hour clock's always ticking. And somehow the FMCSA says, well, if you're forced to drive when you don't want to drive, then we're going to mandate that you take a 30-minute break. I mean, that's basically what they come out and said. And it's like, no. We want the 14-hour clock to stop. And they said, no, we can't do that. We're not doing that. And that's pretty much what happened. And it says, as we approach 5 years since the original implement date, it's clear the ELD mandate has not been the silver bullet solution for improving highway safety. The federal regulations and other supporters claimed that it would be, said Jay Grimms, OIDA's Director of Federal Affairs. I'd say this. I love my ELD. Most drivers that have ELD, I mean, some of them don't like them because the problem is that when the truck's moving, you're getting clocked for it. So unless you can control it more, where I'm, don't tell me that I can't drive around the yard or the truck stop without I mean, put me off duty. I should be able to drive around whenever I want, as long as I'm not exceeding, you know, I mean, the speed limit should be like 30 miles an hour. Okay. As long as I'm not going above 30, I should be able to drive wherever I want off duty. And that's where it should be. Because that way I can be in a truck stop or at a yard or whatever, and I can be off duty. A lot of the trucking companies, the logbook I use, the e-log I use, I can go on duty. And they call it yard move. And I think this is a new rule that got implemented where you can do a yard move, but the yard move is like 15 miles an hour. If you go over 15 miles an hour, and I think it's even a time, you get like an hour and you can't do it anymore. But it might be more of a speed limit thing anyway. But it automatically puts you to drive if you go faster than that. And so the deal with being on duty, but still that counts against your time. That's what all the drivers hated. They hated taking away from their week, taking away from their time for the week. Like, you know, I can do 70 in 8 days. And if you did it right, you can run good miles. But the problem is that you were forced to do a lot of things on duty that you didn't want to do. That's why there's always a minimum, you know. Well, nowadays, the best thing about e-log is if it only takes you 6 minutes to get fuel, then that's all the time you have to log. Used to, you had to log 15, right? Every time that you swiped your card, the computers would tell on you, and you would have to mark 15 minutes. Well, in the e-log, you don't have to do that. You let the computer do it, and it only marks you for the time that you were stopped, you know. And then if you did it right, like, okay, now I'm done, and I'm going to go off duty. So I fueled for 6 minutes, and I was off duty for 10, you know, that kind of thing. So That's a good part about E-Log. The other good part about E-Log is I don't have to keep up with nothing. I don't have to, you know, a lot of drivers, they still keep a pen log because, you know, they're trying to back it up or always have it just in case somebody stops you or whatever. The E-Log, that's the law. Okay. If the officer that pulls you over says, where's your logbook? And you point to E-Log, you know, if he don't understand it, he's going to just stay away from it because it's the law. He needs to know how to deal with it. Sucks to be him. But I don't think the ELD is not that big of a deal. I think the 14-hour clock is the biggest problem. And the 14-hour clock is for everybody. That's not just for, that's not just for ELDs. The 14-hour clock is on every truck out there. And it forces the driver to move when they don't want to move. It forces the driver to work. Like, you know, if there's bad traffic or bad weather, the driver can't stop and wait. Because if the driver does stop for any particular time, they might as well just do a whole reset, which means they're stuck for the day, you know, and that delays the whole thing. But if there's bad weather and the driver can get off the road and sit for 2 hours or heavy traffic and sit for 2 hours and that 2 hours not count against their clock, then that's beneficial. But there never was a clock before that and everything was fine. So again, the whole thing with like zero risk, you're never going to happen. And it was a whole lot better when you had good truck drivers that were in control of their own clock, in their own time, and control their own driving habits. And really, you know, we should get back to that. We got to get back to it. I don't think that's ever going to happen, because even though we get politicians that we like, they still won't go in there and change anything because the deep state really runs everything, man. You know, that's just the way it is. Thing 515-602-9731. We're going to call it a day here, man. I'm going to get to work, and you guys have a good night. I will be back Thursday. Women of Redneck and Eyes will be here tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Always 515-602-9731. And let's see here, where are we at?
Girl, he told me.
There you go. How about that? So, yeah, just like I said, check us out, redneckandeyes.com. You can find the links to all of our great social media accounts, Facebook, YouTube. Don't forget to go subscribe to YouTube channel, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. And subscribe to YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. It's been great for us. We're really excited about it. And don't forget to go. You can check out also our great sponsors on there, DPF Regeneration, dpfregeneration.com, Trucker Tools at truckertools.com, and Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. You can find all of those on our right there on our website. And we appreciate all their support. And like I said, we are a nonprofit. So you can also donate. We got ways to donate on our website. And like I said, there's our that's Redneck and Eyes right there for you. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Appreciate everybody's support. Well, see you guys Thursday, and then I'll probably be signing off for a while on Thursday because I'll be traveling to go see family on Friday and Monday, so we'll be back here Tuesday after Christmas, but we'll definitely be here Thursday. Tomorrow, Women of Redneck and Eyes will be here, so we appreciate everybody's support listening into the Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. We're here whenever we can be. Like I said, we're just a bunch of truckers. We work for a living, and we do this on the side as a just to help out truckers to get the word out. So check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Appreciate everybody's support. And y'all have a good night out there. Stay safe. Stay successful. Keep between the ditches. And we'll see you out there on the road.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and eyes.
Recording stopped.